This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The voting process for the vice presidential election is underway at the new parliament building. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was the first among the members who cast his vote. Union ministers Rajnath Singh, Ashwini Vaishnav, Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh, Leader of Opposition in the Rajya Sabha and Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, Senior Congress MP Sonia Gandhi have also cast their votes. NDA nominee and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan is contesting against India Bloc's nominee and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy in the election. We now go over live to our correspondent Anupam Mishra in the Parliament House. Anupam, what is the latest update you can share with us?
Yes, Valsa, as you told, Prime Minister Narendra Modi was the first one to vote. After that, former Prime Minister and Janata Dal secular leader and H.C. Devegowda, Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh, several union ministers, including Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, Leader of Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, have also voted. Apart from this, Rahul Yadav of Samajwadi Party, Dainidhi Maran of DMK, Shrikant Sinde of Shiv Sena, Bairati Savari of TDP, Sanjay Jha of JDU, they have also voted. A little while ago, Union Ministers Harsh Malhotra, Suresh Gopi, BJP MP Hema Malini, TMC MP GK Vasan, have also cast their vote for the vice presidential election. Jailed MP Engineer Rashid also voted a little while ago. The voting will continue till 5 o'clock, and then at 6 o'clock the counting will start. Valsa.
Right. Thank you, Anupam, for that update. At present, the Lok Sabha has 542 members. And the Rajya Sabha has 239 members, making a total electorate of 781. The majority mark required to win the election is 391. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left for Himachal Pradesh and Punjab to review the situation in the wake of floods and landslides. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the central government stands shoulder to shoulder with those affected in this tragic hour. ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan has said that during Operation Sindoor, all Indian satellites functioned round the clock and fully met the requirements.
In the last talk, you would have heard General talking about this little bit. And Sindoor operation, our satellites, I cannot talk too much, but I want to tell all satellites were working 24/7 perfectly. It was working and enabling the requirement.
Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Narayanan highlighted how ISRO is strengthening India's technological edge, boosting localization and technology transfer, and driving space entrepreneurship to position the country as a global space leader. The Nepal government has withdrawn its earlier decision to ban social media sites after violent protests by youths that left at least 19 people dead and over 300 injured. 3 days ago, the Nepal government had ordered to ban 26 social media sites, including Facebook and X, over their failure to register with the Nepal government. The demonstration turned violent yesterday when some protesters entered the parliament complex, prompting police to use water cannons, tear gas, and live rounds to disperse crowds. Meanwhile, the Ministry of External Affairs has advised all Indian nationals residing in Nepal to exercise caution and adhere to the guidelines issued by the Nepali authorities amid protests in the country. In a statement, the ministry informed that New Delhi is closely monitoring the developments in Nepal and expressed sadness over the loss of lives. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with modest gains in forenoon trade today. The Sensex rose 231 points to 81,018 and the Nifty advanced 72 points to 24,845 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.